A months-long effort by Upper Valley residents to open the Mosquito Lake School building as a community center could be realized soon. And the Haines Planning Commission struggles with a discussion about the waterfront. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friednauer. Those stories and more up next. Last week, we reported on the decision by the Haynesboro Planning Commission to deny a permit for a dog boarding kennel at the Tanani subdivision. There was only one other item on the agenda for that meeting. That was a request from Lynn Canal Conservation to have the commission comment on a project for Portage Cove. But that discussion dissolved into a lengthy one about the Haynes waterfront in general and whether the borough is using all the tools it has to engage the community. The agenda said the commission was going to discuss the Front Street project, a project being proposed on property owned by Roger Schnabel. He wants to extend the pad at the RV park to possibly offer boat storage or build a new building. Lynn Canal Conservation was asking the commission to weigh in on an application to the Army Corps engineers about the project. Commission Chair Rob Goldberg said he was willing to open the discussion up to other waterfront projects, especially in light of concerns being echoed around the community about the small boat harbor. Only four audience members were at the meeting, but all four made comments. Then Commissioner Heather Lendy took the opportunity to discuss her concerns. She said the community is not following the borough's comprehensive plan when making decisions about the waterfront. She recapped her points after the meeting.
My feeling that as a member of the Planning Commission, that our job is to take a look at the big picture. I think especially when it comes to planning and future growth, that's what the Planning Commission's for. And we've got a plan for Portage Cove, and I don't know why it becomes like contentious when you say, shouldn't we be following it?
Lindy says she didn't think the borough was listening to the public in a constructive way when engineering recent projects. Goldberg disagreed, and the two went back and forth for a while until Goldberg attempted to wrap things up with this comment.
Dare I say, try to find the good?
Goldberg was referring to Lendy's recently published book, but she didn't find it funny. She accused the borough and elected officials of stonewalling the public.
You have good minds here who want to help and make this town better, and you won't listen, and it's just like this, and you're just as bad sometimes, Rob. It's really, really hard.
I'm listening.
And people care, and yeah. I would like to find the good, and I think that kind of comment at these meetings makes it very hard for people to even want to volunteer at these things, because it's just like, be quiet and go away. We're building a project, little lady. You don't know what you're talking about, and I'm so tired of that.
Goldberg said that wasn't his intent. But his attempt at a lighthearted comment follows a common sentiment recently that some in the public feel like they're not being respectfully heard or considered by elected and borough officials. At Thursday's meeting, Commissioner Donnie Turner eventually encouraged the group to move on and refocus on the items on the agenda. But let's get back to the comprehensive plan and whether the borough's decision makers are following it. Lendy's point was that the Planning Commission, at least, is not. The plan was finalized by the Planning Commission and Assembly in 2012. Planner Barbara Scheinberg helped the borough develop the plan. She says it takes discipline for a community to use and continually refer to it. There are two ways a community can do that. One is for the Assembly to use the plan to set its priorities each year. The second is to refer to the plan anytime there is a new major issue or capital project in the works.
Go back to the comp plan and see what did we say about it when we had the luxury of stepping back without a specific proposal breathing down our neck, when we had the luxury of time to step back and systematically look at the physical, the social, cultural, and the economic issues all together and try and achieve an appropriate balance for our community.
Scheinberg says a community is not bound by a comp plan for making decisions, but if used correctly, it can offer consistent guidance.
I mean, that's sort of planning and manager's job, too, is to just kind of remind decision makers, you know, whether it's the Assembly or the Planning Commission or other bodies, like, let's go back and look at this.
Lendy says even as a commissioner, she doesn't expect to sway people with her points of view all the time, but she says she doesn't want people to be dismissed for expressing their opinions and concerns.
It does get a little difficult to always be the one who is dissenting on all these things. And I start to think that I'm like the crazy grandma in the room. But at the same time, when I talk to residents and I talk to, you know, people who care about the waterfront, it seems like I'm not so crazy, and there are other people that think that way. And
the Haynesboro recently said the 99% design for the small boat harbor project has been delayed until August. The comment period for the application to the Army Corps of Engineers on the Front Street project is already closed. And in full disclosure, Lendy is a member of the board of directors of Lynn Canal Broadcasting. A months-long effort by Upper Valley residents to open the Mosquito Lake School building as a community center could be realized soon. A memorandum of understanding is in the works between the Haynesboro and the nonprofit Friends of Mosquito Lake School and Community Center. But the resignation of the borough employee who drafted the agreement could slow that process. KHNS's Emily Files reports.
Well, it feels like the efforts that the group has put into is finally bringing fruition.
Dana Hallett has been with this effort since the beginning. He's on the steering committee for Friends of Mosquito Lake. The community's school closed last year because of low enrollment. The Haynesboro owns the building, and it was maintained at the bare minimum expense, not allowing for any community use. Borough manager Dave Sosa proposed classifying the facility for sale. But Upper Valley residents did not want that to happen. They organized to try to reopen the building as a community center. And they had their first victory in January when Sosa withdrew his request to classify the building for sale, pending review in 6 months. Now it's getting close to that six-month deadline, and things look hopeful for Mosquito Lake residents. Here's Sosa.
We're making progress, and neither side takes a look at this agreement as the end because it's the beginning.
Sosa has in front of him the 11-page draft agreement between the borough and Friends of Mosquito Lake. The MOU allows for the school building to be open on an average of 2 days per week. It could be used for meetings, events, and as an emergency shelter. In the first year, the borough would pay $30,000 to maintain the building. The current plan is for the borough to gradually lower the amount it pays to a cap of $25,000 in the third year of the agreement. Friends of Mosquito Lake has to contribute as well. The estimated cost for them is $2,000 in the first year, increasing to $7,000 in the third year. That revenue could come from user fees or fundraisers. Hallett says he thinks it's feasible.
If we don't get there, we'll get real close.
Friends of Mosquito Lake also has to come up with operating procedures and a business plan before the building can open.
So there are steps to go before we can say open for business.
Another step is figuring out what to do now that the borough employee who drew up the agreement is no longer here. On the MOU, the borough point of contact is still listed as Bill Mandeville, the former Community and Economic Development Director. Mandeville resigned early this month. Hallett says he was looking forward to working with Mandeville on standard operating procedures for the community center.
It's unfortunate that Bill has resigned and he's left, because I would have guessed that by now we would have been doing that. But, I think that's the next step, is working with the borough and hammering out the specifics of how we're going to operate.
I'll be sitting down with staff and I'll be taking a look at how do we move forward.
Sosa says hiring another community and economic development director is an option, but that decision has not yet been made. He says projects Mandeville was working on that need attention now will be shuffled around to other borough staff. Right before Mandeville resigned, he had bigger plans for Mosquito Lake. He had just submitted a grant proposal to the USDA to help with an agricultural business initiative there. Whether that project will go forward is up in the air after Mandeville's resignation. When the community center opens, Hallett hopes it will be used for family-focused events. That's because the goal for both the nonprofit and the borough is to reopen the building as a school.
We want to preserve this facility, this piece of infrastructure, so that when we get students, the numbers of students that would qualify to open this facility, reopen it as a school, that it's going to remain there as a school. So this agreement and our push for a community center is going to serve as a bridge toward that end.
Reporting in Haynes, I'm Emily Files.
For KHNS News, I'm Margaret Friedenauer. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.